The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
11th hour settlement and satisfaction. 11th hour settlement and satisfaction. Settlement and satisfaction is God's portion for you. That is His desire for you all every day. God has a desire that you are settled. In 1 Peter 5 verse 10, the anchor scripture for for this month of November, 1 Peter 5 verse 10, the Bible says, "But the God of all grace, who had called us unto eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you." So God's desire for you is that you are settled and you are satisfied. And sometimes God always reserves the best for the last. What is 11th hour settlement? Number one, I'll be very fast because we have spent a lot of time worshiping and praising God. It's not a wasted effort. Miracles have happened already, and you will testify. 11th hour settlement means a miracle which crowns the year with goodness and fatness. Psalm 65 verse 11. Psalm 65 verse 11. Thou crowned the year with goodness, and thy paths drop fatness. God is a God that likes to crown the year with goodness. Somebody say goodness. Let me hear you say goodness. With goodness and fatness. He crowned the year. He makes sure that towards the end of the year, He crowns the year. And He crowns it with an 11th hour crowning. Number two, 11th hour settlements means answers to long outstanding requests and petitions. Answers to long outstanding requests and petitions. Answers to long outstanding requests and petitions. Number three, what is 11th hour settlement? It is satisfaction, which comes to you when you least expected it. It's amazing. How can one be from January, February, March, God did not do it, and then he gets to November, towards the end of the year, 10 months have gone, and then before God now says, yes, it is time. Answers that comes when you least expected it, and somebody will have that testimony today. And of course, number four, 11th hour settlement means an end of year favor and testimony. An end of year favor. End of year favor. End of year favor. I'll be giving you some examples briefly. I might not be able to exhaust all this because of time. Some examples of those who enjoyed 11th hour settlement. Number one, King Hezekiah in Isaiah 38 verse 1 to 7. Isaiah 38 verse 1 to 7, the Bible says that the prophet Isaiah, God himself, the man was already sick unto death. The king, Hezekiah, was already sick unto death. Isaiah 38 verse 1 to 7. The Bible says he was sick unto death. To make matters worse, the prophet, the major prophet of the time, prophet Isaiah, walked up to him and told him, "Oh boy, get set. You are about to die. Not only are you sick, you are about to go. God sent me to you." And Isaiah the prophet, son of Amos, came unto him. Or in those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came unto him and said unto him, "Thus said the Lord." You know, when one is sick, it's one thing. Or he's already sick at the point of dying. Then the prophet walks up to him and said, "Look, on this sick bed, you are going to die here. Write your will. Let us know who will share your curses and your curse. You are about to go. God told me. And you know when he tells me something, that's all." And he walks away. It was as if all hope was lost for that king. And the Bible says he went to God in prayers and cried to God. And God turned it around. That is how God will turn things around for somebody here today. Bible says he went to God in prayer and God added 15 more years to his years. 15 additional years. And Hezekiah turned his face towards the wall and prayed unto the Lord. Then, somebody say then. Then came the word of the Lord to Isaiah saying, "Go and say to Hezekiah, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, thy father, I have heard thy prayer. God, we hear your prayer today. I say, God, we hear your prayer today. Your long outstanding prayer shall be answered today. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? He went to God in prayers, and God answered him. Number two example I'll be giving you this morning is the example of Esther, Mordecai, and the Jews. In the book of Esther, chapter 3, chapter 4, the Bible says that Haman hated, I'll just summarize this story. Haman hated the children of Israel. Hated the Jews because of Mordecai. Because Mordecai refused to bow to, you know that story very well. Mordecai refused to bow to him. And he hated them. And he went to the king and said, King, let us kill all these people. Not only this guy, Mordecai, that hurt me. Every one of them, let's kill them. And the Bible says the king signed it into law and passed it to 120 provinces that were under him. Everybody that's a Jew under you, kill them. Kill them. Kill them. Destroy them. Scatter them. Shatter them. And the Bible says that they went to Esther, the queen, in Esther chapter 4. And the Bible says in Esther 4 verse 16 that Esther said, let us fast for 3 days. I know there will be an 11th hour miracle. We are about to die, but I know that God will help me. And if I perish, I perish. The Bible says, Esther said, go gather together all the Jews that were present in Shushan and fast ye for me. Neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish. I'm going to go to the king. This is the last option. There is no other way we can survive except I take this risk. There is no other way things can work except I take this risk. Let us go into the city, king. And Bible says that she went to see the king in chapter 6. She found favor. Chapter 6, chapter 7, you know the story, how she went to the king. She said she wanted to do a banquet. Said, invite Mordecai, invite Haman. And the king said, who is the person that offended you? He said, it is Haman. And then in Esther chapter 6, verse 1, the Bible says, at night the king could not sleep. The king could not sleep. And on that night the king could not sleep. That is how your helpers will not be able to sleep. Some of you, your helpers are sleeping and snoring, but today I wake them up. I say today I wake them up. Today I declare them woken up from their slumber. The king could not sleep at night because of Mordecai, a bloody gate man. He said, "This is some. Go and bring this book to me. Go and bring the book of remembrance for me. Somebody has done something right." Don't forget that guy helped spare the life of the king when some guys, some disloyal elements wanted to slaughter the king. He revealed it to the king and he was unrewarded. And at the 11th hour, his level changed. Now listen to me, I don't have time to go to the details of the story. But what am I saying here today? As a direct result of God's intervention, there was a turnaround. The person that was supposed to be on the gallows, it was Mordecai that should be on the 50-foot gallows. It was Haman that ended up there. Haman had prepared a gallows 50 feet to hang Mordecai. It was that same place that Haman himself ended up. It was his wife Zerich that advised him, say, go and prepare a gallows and we will hang Mordecai there. Eventually, he was the one that ended there. The same pit your enemies have dug for you, they will be the one that will end there. And there's a particular part of this story which most people don't really realize. Mordecai took over the empire of Haman. Esther chapter 8 verse 1 and 2. The ring of Haman, before they went to hang him, they removed the ring. They put it inside Mordecai's hand. And on that day did the king Hazarus give the house of Haman, the Jews' enemy, unto Esther the queen. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. Let's go there now. Next verse. Verse 2. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, Don't forget, if you read that story, you can read this story when you get home. Before now, the king had given a golden ring as a sign of authority to Haman. Say, you are the most powerful man now. I give you my royal ring to wear. But when things turned, they removed the ring and they gave it to a bloody gate man. They removed the royal garment of Haman and wore it on Mordecai. And the king took off his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it to Mordecai. And then what happened next? And Esther set Mordecai over the house. Mordecai was a very rich man. Haman was a very rich man. He was a big man. And all his estate, which the king gave to Esther, Esther transferred it to Mordecai. The golden ring of authority which Haman had, they removed it and they gave it to Mordecai. I'm taking you somewhere this morning, because by the time you will end this month of November, you will be in royalty. You will be thanking God for this month, that this month came. You will be shouting hallelujah to the Lord that this month came. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? There is a God that can turn things around. His name is Olowo Gbogboro. Olowo Gbogboro. He is a God that can, his hand is a God with the outstretched arm. He will be here and he will stretch his hand to your matter. Somebody's here. Your parents are sick now. One of them is very sick. The other one is just managing. The outstretched hand of God. We go right now to go and touch them. And this week, there will be a change of story for you. I said there will be an 11th hour miracle for you. Can I hear your loudest amen? Can I hear your loudest amen? The third example of those that were visited with the 11th hour miracle is the example of the widow of Zarephath in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 9 to 16. God spoke to the prophet Elijah and said to him, Go to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon. Dwell there, for I have commanded the widow there to sustain thee. There was a widow in that place who was already preparing her last meal to just eat her last food and die. There was no option. There was a terrible famine there. And he went there. And then the Bible says she was gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, if it was Nigeria, this is a logical corona pastor. As he was saying, give me water. You can see she must have been very lean, like a stick at that time. Say, give me water. As he was going, he said, come. Oh yeah, give me also food. Bring, I pray thee, food in your hand. And let's go on. Let's go on. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but an handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it. And die. I will call this case quarter to die. Quarter to die. This woman and her son had the there was no other means. They have sold houses, they have sold cars, they have sold their farm, they have sold their television, flat screen, tube TV, everything sold. Old school TV, new one, everything, bed sold, furniture, everything. The only thing left was that cake, that little bread. Elijah said unto her, fear not. Someone say, fear not. Somebody say, fear not. You see, prophets are generational agents for the settlement of mankind. They are agents for the settlement and the satisfaction of mankind. They are special vessels. They are specifically selected by God to bring solution to man's problem on this earth. That was what happened to this woman. Let's go on to that same place. I think we're in verse 11 or so. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went. This was what saved her. And she went to listen. She abided. She took the risk, and the risk paid off. in my place, I was telling the pastors when we had our pastor's night vigil on Friday night, / Saturday morning. I told them, I said, servants of God, men of God here, you can't have a business with God and say you are losing in the business. That's what they say in my place. You can't say, I'm dealing with God and I'm suffering loss. Impossible. Someone say impossible. Impossible. If you are in agreement with God and something is not working, watch yourself. You are the one breaking the law, not God. God can't change. She went and did according to the work, the sayings of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. And they did eat many days. Go on. I can take it to 17. And the barrel of meal, 16 now, I'm going to 17 eventually. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke by Eli. Now, you don't notice that? God did not come down himself, he spoke through a vessel. And 17. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman. Oh, let's stop there in verse 16. I pray for somebody here this morning that your lives will never be the same again in Jesus' name. This was a case of almost at the point of death. It was an 11th hour situation. And God stepped in and the poverty and the lack ceased forever. That is how somebody's lack will cease forever today. I say that is how somebody's poverty will cease forever today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'll leave the other examples for another time. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that your life will never be the same again. Quickly this morning, what are the keys to the 11th hour settlement and satisfaction? What are the keys? What are the keys? What will bring about this 11th hour? What can make God answer me at this dying minute? Number one is a life of prayer. A life of prayer. In 1 Timothy 2 verse 1. 1 Timothy chapter 2 verse 1. The Bible says, I exhort you. 1 Timothy 2 verse. I exhort you therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Prayer is an essential requirement if you are ever going to experience a dying minute blessing. The more you pray, the more you touch heaven. In Luke 18 verse 1, Luke 18 verse 1, the Bible says men always ought to pray and not to faint. You always ought to be in prayers and not to faint. Many are fainting. That is why things are not happening. Many are fainting. In 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17, he says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Praise is good. Jumping is good. Bible study is good. But Bible says we should do that without ceasing. He never mentioned we should do that without ceasing. He said the only thing you must do without stopping is praying. So no matter what you are doing, if you are not praying, you are playing. You are joking. Heaven is laughing. And is this one serious? Is this one a serious human being? Is this how to get 11th hour settlement? Prayer banquet. Mm-mm. Wednesday service prayer. Mm-mm. Night vigil prayer. Mm-mm. But you say, oh yeah, pray for 11. God said, no, forget it. Until you are ready to pray, you are not ready for settlement. Only the prayerful can be settled. Only the prayerful can be settled. Latwa kakara bazia tekutakata alakatokwa reketekedia okokwada raketia loplakitia lakatoka ilakwasiza ratia takata okokwa takata lakataka. That's how to get it. That is how to get it. It is either you are playing or you are praying. You have to choose. You just have to choose one of it. Christians have become very, very lazy in the place of prayer. Very, very, very lazy. Very, very, very lazy. Very. And when you are lazy, things will be hazy. Things cannot be easy for the lazy. So get yourself in, tighten your belt. Tighten your belt. Take responsibility for your life. 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 I mean, I can say it like 1 billion times. Take responsibility for your life. Latwa barate kezua. Jesus, where is your face? Makasa baratia. Ekwa kakaraba. Lakwatala. Azwasasa. Jesus, this is the number of days left in this year. Where are you? Show your face. That's how to do it. And you do it where you are planted, not going from place to place like a prostitute. You can't be going from place to place, go to this place, go to one place, they invite you to this place, they go there, you go to... That's how people go and use their head to carry cobweb. You go and use your head to carry problem. You see problem, sit down, yeah, yeah, you use your leg to walk there. What they are, the prayer not being done in your church, you have not done 1% of it. You travel from here for 17 hours to go to one mountain. After you come down, they say, yeah, bring 15,000, which you cannot drop in your own church. You are joking. God will just be laughing and say, hey, this one is a joker. He's 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 a joker. Number two, key to settlement and satisfaction is be courageous. If you want to really get it at the end of this year, just like Esther. Esther was courageous with 3 days fasting. Most women can't do that today. 3 days fasting without water. Without food, a lady who is a wife of a king, be courageous. If you desire last minute settlement, be courageous. Take the bull by the horn. Take the bull by the horn. My prayer for somebody here today, that every spirit of fear must get out of your life in the name of Jesus. Number three, key to settlement and satisfaction is be a giver. Be a giver. Giving is living. Giving is living. Giving to God, show that you love God. You can give without loving, but you can't love without giving. If I see your giving, I know how soon your settlement is coming. Now, the giving we are talking about is not about size. It's about what you have the capacity for. Luke 6 verse 18. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Until you are ready to give, Luke 6:38. Until you are ready to give, you are not ready to be blessed. Your giving is an investment. It's not for, you are not just giving for nothing. Your giving is an investment, and your investment will secure you an harvestment. Your investment will secure you an harvestment. If you invest, you will harvest. Until you are ready to invest tirelessly. Especially in the things of God and in the house of God. Then you are not ready for last minute settlement. Everyone that desires a last minute settlement must be a man or a woman giving to giving. You are addicted to giving. Now look at David in 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 2 and 3. 1 Chronicles 29 verse 2 and 3. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God. The gold for the things made of gold. And silver for the things of silver. And moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of my own proper good of gold, of silver, which I have given to the house of my God, over and above all that I have prepared for the holy house. Now, David was a man that was an... God said, your hands are soiled with blood. You can't build me a house. So it is only your son that can build me a house. David said, okay, sir, I cannot go against your authority. But I will prepare the resources. I will keep it for the son to come and build it. Since my hands have blood, you know, David was fighting almost all his life. He said, I agreed, I cannot build. He said, but I will provide the gold and the resources and of my own proper resources. I will leave it for the son. And I think Solomon also inherited that giving heart from David. Because in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, from verse 3 downward, the Bible says, Solomon loved the Lord. And he gave. He loved the Lord and he gave. He gave the Lord 1,000 burnt offering in one night. Because he loved the Lord. Your love is fake if it is not with giving. Fake. F-A-K-E. There is nothing called love. It might be lust, but it's not love. Because every lover is a giving person. The person you love to, you give to him. Because Solomon loved the Lord, he walked in his status and he burned sacrifices before God. May your own sacrifice be acceptable to God today. I say, may your sacrifice be acceptable to God today. Especially in this time of the year, when the year is ending, it's a time for you to think of what to give to God. Not because he's in need, but because you know that everything that you have, he gave it to you in the first place. So we can't brag about anything. And that's 1 Corinthians 4 verse 7 or so. We can't brag about anything because everything that we have, he gave it to us. He gave it to us. He gave it to us. So there's nothing we can glory about. I want to say, I gave God this. No, there's nothing to go. Because everything you have, he released it to you. And he released more to you. I said he will release more to you in the name of Jesus. Number four, key to 11th hour settlement is trust God passionately. Psalms 89 verse 12, part of the call to worship that we read today. O Lord of hosts, blessed be the man that trusted in thee. Psalm 89, I said verse 12. Blessed is the man that, the more you trust in God, the more he will bless you. 84, the one we read today. The more you trust in him, the more he will bless you. The more you trust in him, the more he will bless you. The more you trust in him, the more he will bless you. In Proverbs 3, verse 5 to 7. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your paths. Trust in him. Your trust in God brings settlement. Late last night, I was studying the life of Abraham. And I just couldn't, before I went to pray early this morning, I was just looking at it. I said, God, this man is an awesome man. The man Abraham. How can God be talking to you at 99 that you are going to have a child and you still believe? 99. Sarah was 90. He still believed. I shook my head like that. I said, this is real trust. This is real trust. Real trust. Real trust. I trust in you. He trusted him. He left his father's house at 75. And 75 to 99, God did not do it. God still said, I will do it. God even changed his name from Abraham to Abraham. God changed his name. God says, your wife will no longer be Sarai, but Sarah. He still believed. He told Sarah, go and take your bath. Go to the room. God says something. Let's see what will happen tonight. And it happened. It will happen for you. I say it will happen for you. This is an alluring amen. This is a local amen. Let me hear you shout a living amen. Let me hear you shout a living amen. When I preach in our Lagos church, their amen is always different from your own. But I know the level is changing very soon. In the name of Jesus. So, trust in him. Trust in him. Trust. Put your trust in God. Wipe your tears away. Stop crying every day. Stop crying. Stop it. Stop it. Put your heart on God. Put your trust in God. When are you going to do my own? Oh God, no sir. I'm tired. No. Enough of distrust, because things are going to work out for you this year. You will end this year in a better condition. I said you will end this year in a better condition. You will end this year in a glorious condition. Can I hear your loudest say amen? Number five, key to 11th hour settlement is to live a godly life. The Bible says, can we continue in sin and expect the grace of God to continue? If your desire is settlement, turn your backs on iniquity, turn your backs on evil. How can you be a Christian in the house of God and at the same time you are still collecting talisman and putting it in your pocket? You are still collecting all sorts of things here and there, here and there, here and there. We don't even know which one you are. Are you a Christian or a Buddhist? What is your religion? A Christian is a dogged person. Focus on God. Only on God. Options knocked out. Come and take this. Me. Have you ever seen my leg in this kind of place? Have you ever heard me or heard any of my family go here and there? Never forget it. They will not tell you next time. They will not tell you next time to come and follow them there. But when God can see that your life is focused on you are godly, you are godlike, your image and your thought is godlike, He will say to you, your life is godly, your behavior is godly, your dressing is godly. Not that you dress and everything is under pressure. Chest is under pressure, cleavage is out, buttocks is under pressure, legs are under pressure. I mean, that's not how to be settled. You want to walk is a challenge. It's like when people are looking at you, it's just like watching film. Everything is transparent. They can almost see the top of your puppy. A godly lifestyle is a major requirement. Listen to this. Men don't have good some extra gadgets on their body that can make them, and they still clothe like this and dress like this, cover their body. How much more somebody that has some extra gadgets, lovely ones. A man that has no gadgets on his body, we wear shirt, everything is on point, long sleeve, everything is okay, you know, you can't see any. A woman that now has Jehovah, you now bear something that only your husband should be seeing, you now bring it out. He said, oh yeah, be looking at everything. It's a sign of bankruptcy of sense. It's a sign of lack of sense. If you want God to be the one that will say to you, then your thinking must change. Your mentality must change. Your mentality must change. If you're a Christian sister and you are walking on the road and a man is driving and he busts another car because of you, he entered gutter because of you, you have sinned though. You have seen. Look at our choir this morning. The skirt is not too. These are the kind of things we want to be seeing regularly in all the departments. Regularly, so that God might be glorified. Somebody say God will be glorified. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified in my life, Lord. Be glorified today. If your desire is settlement, then focus on Him. He will not fail you. He cannot fail you. But your focus must be on Him. See, if your eye be single, your whole body shall be full of light. If your eye be focused on God, all these things we are looking for is not difficult. In my place, they say what we are looking for all around is inside our... What we went to Sokoto to look for is inside where? What we are looking for. I want to close today by giving you the scripture that will bring quick settlement. It is in Matthew 6 verse 33. I close on that point this morning. Matthew 6 verse 3. He says, seek ye first. Matthew 6 verse 3. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. So settlement is an addition, and he has it. Settlement is an addition. God has it. It's an addition. It's an addition. It's an addition. All these things. Children, marriage, house, car, resettlement. I didn't have time. One of my major examples today was a woman named Ruth. But I didn't have time to go into her today. Ruth was a widow that was resettled. And eventually married a rich man, a powerful man. And that brought about a change of life for her. Somebody is here this today. God is going to resettle your life. God is going to change your story. But you have to be focused. That woman, she was focused. She focused. She followed Naomi. Her mother-in-law, she was following like a fool. Everybody was looking at her like a fool. Following God is like foolishness. But very soon, we will know who is a fool. Are you the fool, or those who are saying you are the fool? Those who called us a fool yesterday, where are they today? The playboys of yesterday are still playmen today. Change your thinking and allow God to settle you.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.